My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely, talented, and very excited star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And Elena, it's the South Carolina primary coming up, which is always the most aggressive throughout the early campaign season. You've got accusations about Bain Capital. You got fights over capitalism. You got the non-Romney contenders trying to elbow each other out of the way to be the official non-Romney contender. You've got Ron Paul with a pretty strong showing in New Hampshire, trying to make that even bigger in South Carolina. So are you guys just licking your chops with one, a fork in one hand?
The free market isn't so good if it means Bain Capital's firing people, right? So we got that whole dilemma going on.
Yeah,
so.
Amazing how sometimes you got to break some eggs to make an omelet. But
I think I actually heard Rush Limbaugh defending Mitt Romney. I mean, the world is upside down. So
Yeah. He has not exactly been Mitt Romney's biggest fan, but on this one he has come to his defense. But the Capitol Steps have not given up on a guy who came into this race with a lot of anticipation and a lot of people thinking he was the guy. Rick Perry, not looking so good right now, but he's still in it, and he's hoping for a big change in South Carolina. Are you guys on board?
That's right. I mean, it's do or die for him. But, of course, you know, Santorum surprised everyone in Iowa, and I guess Huntsman came up in New Hampshire. So we're hoping for Perry in South Carolina. We want to keep this thing going.
Here we go. Here's the Capitol Steps look at the case for Rick Perry.
Please welcome former President George W. Bush.
My fellow Americans, it's I, W. And I've been taking a lot of me time lately. It's just been a time of refraction. Just a man alone with his thought. You got that quicker than most audiences. But I can stay quiet and thinking no longer. It's a perilous time for the U.S. of the A. Under the President Obama administration, the United States lost its AAA rating. That means millions of Americans could potentially be stranded on the side of the road with a flat tire. And I say, that's not cool. So I've been promoting a new fellow for president, Governor Rick Perry. He's an impressive guy, and he needs to know a little bit about being president. If anybody knows a little bit, it's me. So far, Rick Perry, he's been running a great race. I think maybe that's why people are calling him a racist. Oh, no, I remember now. Yeah, a few weeks ago, there was this misunderstanding with one of Rick Perry's, it's like a hunting lodge with a big rock that had a racial epitaph on it, or racial epithet, it's like a French word or something. But I don't think Rick Perry's a racist. He executes people of all colors. So I've been out here talking him up, promoting him, stumbling for him. And I figure if I talk him up enough, I can help him get the electrical votes he needs. We've been suffering Barack too long, hearing his same old song. We waited to see who from the GOP could beat him. From Texas there came a new name, with Perry's halo in the ring, now it's a new game. His Reagan charm is sure to please us, plus he's Facebook friends with Jesus. He's the man if you're just a little nostalgic for me.
Like a Bush-cloned cowboy, riding out on a horse like the host of a rodeo. Texas homegrown cowboy, more macho and right wing, but maybe almost twice as slow.
He's like me.
I'm Bush 2.0. Well, I really do like to campaign, wearing boots and I talk real plain.
But sometimes stay mute, or you might stick a boot in your mouth.
Like I said, Texas should secede,
but that's what we need, 'cause it's important in life to secede.
What if we need someone who's brainy?
We could always thaw out Cheney.
Let him do the thinking while the lights are shining on me.
Be a real lowbrow boy.
Ooh, ooh. Wear a NASCAR hat and start courting all those right-wing groups.
Better start right now, boy. Just cut three agencies and give that money to our troops.
I'll cut commerce, education, and... Oops. Come on, let's get out of here, Bush.
Oh, Elena, you know, it could be a little bit tougher, Rick Perry, and it's already pretty tough. But I don't know if you saw the story this week, but Laura Bush says she and George W. wanted somebody else to be the Republican nominee.
Really? Did they say who?
Jeb Bush. Apparently he's not running, but that would have been their choice.
Well, that could be. How about Jeb for VP? That would be good.
You never know. Florida's going to be a big state. They're talking more Marco Rubio, but
it's you heard it here, folks.
you definitely want another Bush in the White House. I can feel it.
We like the characters we know.
So you're also itching for Joe Biden to get the boot off the ticket and Hillary to get added, right?
Oh, gosh, I hadn't even heard that one. You're full of information.
Oh, yeah. Well, nobody thinks either one of those is going to happen, but I'm sure a girl like you can dream.
But this is how rumors get started. Let's put this up on, let's put this on our blogs. If I had one, I would do it.
Exactly. Unnamed sources, they're very close to the source, say that this is going to happen.
Good. I like that.
Stay as vague as possible, but sound as definitive as possible. And the next thing you know, you've got sheer confusion.
All right. Well, you name the scandal that Greg is behind it.
Elena, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com. You can also get a copy of their latest CD, Desperate House Members. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.